The following program is brought to you in living color on NBC.
It's checkerboard time.
Hello, friends, how are you all? It's checkerboard time again. Urena's on the air. So come on, good friends everywhere, and listen in as we begin a feast of fun and fun. To see the difference Urena makes and beat it right along.
I want to thank Fatty for that call up front. I played it at high speed because it was going on for so long. And, you know, you can only listen to him for so long, and then you just want to put a revolver to your head. And so, but thank you. Oh, hello.
Hello, Lummy.
Speak of the Fatty.
I'm on my way back to the coal mine from the Von's East, and I was thinking about you.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
You just want to put a revolver to your head.
Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 2149 of the BFO for right. The 22th of April, 2016, y'all, coming up on today's Say It With Me.
A little show.
Y'all, Canoodle is back.
Yes, Big Fatty, let's canoodle.
Hello, block partiers.
Big Fatty.
Hi, everyone. I hope you're for right. Is going well. By the way, Canoodle, Dr. Stone out there in the San Diego said that you sound like a large personality.
Well, yes, me and my cousin, who is a week older than me, you know, we have our girls' days that we go out and have a little cocktail every now and then, and it sounds to me like Miss Beaver, Miss Kim Beaver. Oh, yes, I'm very familiar with that Kim Beaver. I've always wanted to canoodle with Kim. Dear Gussie.
You've got a fan. Evidently, you've got a fan in Dr. Stone.
Ooh, Big Freddy. A fan and Dr. Stone. Is that like a chicken in every pot? Oh, Big Fatty. I don't like that death phone, Big Fatty. No, I don't know.
Okay, well, y'all go over there, and I'll take care of this.
Oh, okay, Big Fatty. Well, we're over here. You take care of that. Over there, Big Fatty. Hello?
Big Fatty, it's Tonar and Squeaky, and we're in Tampa. We are at the cruise terminal. I remember that I had forgotten to tell everybody where the Meow Meow cruise was going. And okay. Squeaky says they're handing out bags for us to poop in. Anyway, we're leaving.
Yeah.
We're leaving Thursday afternoon, about 4 p.m. in the afternoon. The first day, it'll be like that old gal's cruise of a lifetime. We're going to be at sea. And then on Saturday, we are going to arrive in the Cozumel, Mexico. We're not going to drink the water, though. No. No, Squeaky Kitty. No, we're not. And then on Sunday, we're at sea again. I'll probably just lay in the bed and watch old black and white TV shows or something. And then we arrive back at Tampa 8 o'clock Monday morning.
Big Honey, why did you hang up on Poo?
I didn't hang up on Poo. Okay, calm down. Anyway, that sounds to me like Poodle and Squeaky Kitty are ready to go, and about the only thing they didn't do is play the cruise music. Y'all, I'm sure we'll have a full report on Tuesday.
Oh yeah, Big Fatty, I'm gonna be here all weekend. I'm gonna be back on Monday too with Squeaky Piggy. Yeah, okay,
and And so it should, y'all, with Canoodle and Squeaky Piggy here, y'all, it should be quite the weekend out at the connections. You know, the connections, and y'all,
oh, Big Freddy, do I get to go to dinner with Durwood and Granny too?
Of course you do. You just have to pick up a part of the,
oh, well, maybe I'll just meet y'all at the connection.
Anyway... Anyway, y'all, it should be quite the weekend, especially because it's a full moon. The Vader and Bacon Show.
Oh, Big Freddy, that's quite the crooning you're doing. How about a little canoodling too? Oh yeah.
Big Freddy, it's me, Larry Vader.
Vader, V-E-D-E-R.
Listen, it's Tuesday morning, and I'm on my way to the coal mines. I'm sure that Daniel Beaver and Adam Burns aren't awake yet, but I just was calling to say what a lovely time with the two of them. They were so generous. They were kind enough to treat us to the food, and I'm going to tell you, it was generous and it was kind, and I'm very grateful, but my pants are tight today. My pants are tight. Ugh, that burgers and steak and swiggin' hoist and... I didn't get to the swig and swine, but I ate as many calories as if I did. So anyway, it was just a lovely visit. And that old crooked hat, Adam Burns, I'll tell you what, he's not so bad. To listen to Daniel talk, you would just think that they hate each other, but they don't. And that Adam is, oh Lord, there's a bus passing me, Big Herder, and it's got the church's chicken label on it. Who knew? It's wrapped in it yellow with the church. 40. There's like one church's chicken in town. Well, they're passing right by it right now. Anyway, so it was just lovely. And Adam was lovely and not fat. For the love of God, Adam Burns is not fat. He was the thinnest person there. Which, I mean, not saying much, but I mean, still, I mean that. He's not fat at all. So... anyway, I guess I have to go deal with two heinous days at the coal mine. So, you are fat, though. Man.
Yeah, I gotta say, y'all, that, of course, is old Veda. And, Veda, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear your voice. And we both survived. We both survived those 2 days in the coal mine. I gotta tell you, came home on Wednesday, and, y'all, I watched the... Well, I tell you what, we may talk about the quiz programs here in a few minutes, but anyway, y'all, I took me some ibuprofen. My feet hurt, and I put me some ibuprofen in the gullet, and y'all, I was out like a light. Y'all, I slept like a baby.
Big Red, does that mean you pooped the bed?
It wasn't, no. No, it does not mean I pooped the bed. I just slept and drooled all over everything.
Oh, okay, Big Brother.
Y'all, I thought I'd read you the goggle translate of old Vader's call. It says, Rick, it's Daddy. It's me, Larry Vader. Listen, it's Tuesday morning. I'm on my way to the cold lines. I'm sure that Daniel B. Run out of Burns are awake yet, but I was just calling to say what a lovely time with the two of them. They are so generous. They were so kind. They were kind enough to treat us to the food, and I meant to tell you it was generous and it was kind, and I'm very grateful. But no cancer. Tight today, my pants, or tight if that burgers and steak and swig invoice, and why didn't get to go to the phone in time? But I ate too many calories, does if I did. So anyway, there... it was just a lovely visit in Battle Creek. and had a number. And I'll tell you what, he's not so bad to listen to. Daniel told you we're just saying that they hate each other. But they don't, and that Adam is, I don't know where there's a bus pass, me big order, and it's the truth. Got the church's chicken label on it, and you, it's Robert over yellow with the church, or D. I see there's like one church's chicken in town. Why are they passing right buy it right now? So it was just lovely, and Adam was lovely, and I'm not fat. For the love of God, Adam Burns is not too bad. But then as for Sunday, or if, which I mean, if not saying much, but all right, still wide, I mean, these not bad at all. So anyway, I guess I have to go do it to hang. It stays at the coal mine, so you're fat through Maine.
Well, Big Patty, that sounds like a pretty good translation of old Vader's call. Oh, yeah, right, Squeaky Piggy.
Bart, it's bacon.
I won't tell him you said, this is so long. Okay, so anyway, Bart, I can't believe I got through on the phone number. It was just a hit or miss. So anyway, we just tried it, and so we're on the phone number. But anyway, I just wanted to, okay, this is my story. So I'm listening to your show this morning, which I'm not even done with. So I just started your show this morning, and then as I swiped, like, right or left, up came Chubbs and the description, and it said Larry Vader, and instantly I was like, I'm not listening to this. I need to listen to the Chubbs to see what they said about Larry Vader. So anyway... Oh, swoon, Larry Vader. And now I need to go stalk that picture and find out what picture they were talking about, because I just love Larry Vader. All right, well, all right, we got to go pay for dance. Do what? It's 4:21, so.
We're just a little bit higher than 4:20.
Yeah, what she said. Where's this exit button?
Yeah, I gotta see y'all. Y'all, that of course is Miss Bacon, and I almost said Miss Veda. that's Miss Bacon and Bacon Bits. Oh, y'all, that is a little piece of fried chicken and some grits casserole, and it wasn't very good. Miss Bacon, thank you so much for the call. Lovely to hear you and Bacon Bits in the can. It's lovely that you're a little higher than 4:20.
Big Patty, is that even possible?
Well, it is with Miss Bacon.
The Vader and Bacon Show.
Big Freddy, an excellent job on that canoodle. You want a canoodle? Yeah.
Another groovy day in Gotham City, and everything seems just right in our teeming metropolis. But there's a new face in the crowd.
Big Fat.
I don't know who he is behind that mask of his, but I do know when we need him. And we need...
into the BFO philanthropy desk. More than $5,000 has been raised for David and Paul.
F-A-T-T-Y. There's nothing really more horrifying than Big Fatty online.
That is correct. And y'all, I just want to say on a hump day night on the Jeopardy, y'all, they played the Batman, the Fat Cave music is one of the questions. B?
Excuse me, Big Freddy. I had a little something stuck in my throat there. I'm going through the change.
Oh, okay. But y'all, I'm just going to talk real briefly about the quiz programs. Y'all, this week on the Dancing, it was the switch up week, and that's when they everybody got paired with a different professional. And y'all, normally that's it's difficult, but y'all, the deaf guy, I think Niall, I think is his name. Y'all, he was absolutely unbelievable. Unbelievable that he had 4 days to work with a brand new professional. And y'all, he got the first 10 of the season, a 10 from Lynn. Oh, and y'all, that they had that that Maxim carrier chair off chairman Koski or whatever on there as a guest judge, and you know he always used to get in an argument with Lynn, and y'all they pretty much the whole evening they had exactly the same feelings and the same scores for everyone. Yeah, Gussie, y'all on a hot day night, y'all on the Survivor. I'm gonna tell you something. It's an excellent season, and y'all that little Chinese man or Japanese man,
Big Daddy, I think he's Mexican.
Oh, y'all, I think he's playing real smart, and y'all, they sent home one of the big blowhards. That was so confident that he wasn't going home that I'm sure that he is still scratching his head as to what happened.
Yes, Big Freddy.
Y'all, I just wanted to close out the week with a couple of things. Number one, I found the link to the GoFundMe page after I recorded yesterday's little show. I'll put that in the show notes for today, if you, in case some of you would like to donate to help David and Paul. And y'all, the other thing, I don't know if you've noticed or not, but. There's a Daniel Bieber, when he was here, was trying to help Big Fatty with the sound and the levelating and things like that. So y'all, for the past I think the past 3 or 4 days, I've been doing things a little bit different, and I didn't know if any of you had heard a difference in the levelating sound. Y'all, if you did and you like it, it's all credit goes to that Daniel Bieber. And if you did hear it and you don't like it, all credit goes to that Daniel Bieber. And if you couldn't tell a damn bit of difference, then we'll blame it on that Daniel Bieber. I think it actually does sound a little bit better.
Yes, Big Freddy.
Oh. Oh, Dick, I see. Y'all, we're having a big hootenanny here in Fat Acres Saturday morning. Y'all, it's the So You Wanna Live on Our Block party. And y'all, they're going to have all the new builders. And it's not an open house because there's no house to open. But they're going to have food and entertainment. And you get to meet with the builders and all. So y'all, maybe there'll be some gays around here. That would be just wonderful. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard the old gal, and y'all, I'm sure she's gonna continue her cruise of a lifetime stories. Vera, what do you think we should consider as you tell those?
You just want to put a revolver to your head.
Or maybe to the head of Carol with an E.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one. Yeah!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.